While Market Basket executives continue to consider selling their supermarket chain, they're also upping the ante for employees who've been staging protests for 2 weeks now. They're telling all employees to return to work on Monday, saying they can come back no questions asked, but if they don't, their jobs will be posted. Ron Lambert is one of those employees. He has actually been on the job as the store director for the Market Basket in Hudson, but he's also one of the dozens of store managers who've said they'll resign if the company fails to bring back the ousted company CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas. It was the dismissal of Arthur T. that led to all these protests. Store director Ron Lambert joins us now. Good morning and welcome to Morning Edition.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
You know, I'm looking at a full-page ad in the Boston Globe right now that says Market Basket is hiring, and it advertises a job fair on Monday and Tuesday for current Market Basket associates. It seems like the company's pretty serious about replacing workers who don't show up for jobs next week.
Well, that's their prerogative. I think it's all propaganda myself. First of all, you have to have customers, and we don't have any right now. Our customers have boycotted our store, so what's the point?
So you don't think this will make any difference?
No. No, they've done it once before. They did it last Monday. Say, please come back. No harm, no foul. No one walked over the line, and it's not going to happen again.
But,
we have one goal. We're one family.
But clearly one of the reasons customers aren't crossing the picket lines, in addition to wanting to support the current employees who are trying to get Arthur T. Demoulas back in the door, they're not coming back because there are a lot of empty store shelves in the Demoulas supermarkets, I'm sure in yours too. If the company succeeds in getting some employees to come back or hiring workers to replace those who don't come back and the stores are restocked again, don't you think the customers will come back?
There's a possibility that some might. There's some very strong opinions out there by some of our customers, and it would take them months and months to get that warehouse running the way we could do it. And let me just tell you this: we came up with an idea. A few of us managers, and we started a petition. You know, we just said that we'd resign our positions as store directors. You know, and I get 40 years in. A lot of us do. Not only did we sign on, but a good portion of our assistants signed on. I know my two did. Basically just states that we will work for no one else but Arthur T. Demoulas, and that includes anybody else that buys the company. That's how strongly we feel about this.
So resign your job as of when?
If it's decided that Arthur S. Demoulas has control of this company after they finish their meetings that they're having now, we will not work for him.
But you've been with the company for 40 years, and don't you feel like you're putting the company in peril by taking this possible action?
No, this is my decision alone, and it was all the decisions alone of all the managers. We have a lot of good underlings underneath us. If they want to step up, they'll step up and run it. But we only want to work for Arthur T. Demoulas. We don't want any more money. We don't want any more benefits. We don't want any better condition to work in. We're not striking here. We're just saying this is the right thing to do.
What do you think the chances are that the current Market Basket board will bring Arthur T. Demoulas back?
I think it's a strong show. I think it's a strong chance. You know, the company is now, we're bleeding out millions a day, you know, and it's not us. Our customers are the most loyal customers I've ever worked with. We asked of them last Monday night, please boycott us. Give us a week. And my God, Bob, yesterday I might have had 70 customers. I usually have 4,000 on Wednesday.
Are you convinced that the customers who are staying away, shopping elsewhere, will come back if Arthur T. Demoulas comes back?
I got to go out on a limb and say we'll get back more customers. It's not about competition here. This is a feel-good story. We need this. We want our leader back. We don't want somebody ousted. We don't want more salaries. We don't want more pay, or we don't want more benefits. We just want him back because everything was good that way. We don't want to be taken over by corporate greed again. You know, it's just we've had it. The country's had it. And we didn't start out like that. We just started out by saying we want our man back, and it turned into this. And can't you feel it? There's a power out there right now that people want this to happen.
Ron Lambert, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bob.